USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is back on the campaign trail after his arraignment this week. He's scheduled to speak tonight at a GOP fundraiser in Alabama. He appeared before a D.C. judge Thursday and pleaded not guilty to election interference charges. House Democrats are pushing for this latest trial to be broadcast live. Trump has already been indicted in three separate cases. The NYPD is keeping a close eye on crowds near Union Square after roughly 2,000 people were dispersed from the park earlier in the evening. Natalie Migliori reports.
NYPD Chief of Department Jeffrey Nadry says the chaos started because Twitch streamer Kai Cenat was set to hold a giveaway event, and he could face charges since he didn't notify the city.
Well, we'll discuss with our legal department about inciting a riot and other charges.
Nadry says the crowd, mostly filled with young people, broke into a construction site and started throwing things.
And additionally, individuals were also lighting fireworks, and they were throwing them towards the police. They were throwing them towards each other.
It took the NYPD roughly 40 minutes to surge the area with thousands of police officers. I'm Natalie Migliori, New York.
Pitmasters in Southern California worried about rising pork costs brought on by a California law.
Since Proposition 12 passed in California, pork has been moving slowly through the supply chain. The proposition makes meat production more humane by building larger confinement areas for the animals. The Department of Agriculture anticipated higher pork prices in July and moving into 2024, causing pitmasters to worry about where to get the next smoking deal. I'm Julie Ryan.
The Big Ten reportedly expected to add the University of Oregon and the University of Washington. The reports come as the Pac-12 conference is expected to fall apart. This is USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Don't miss the final days of end-of-season deals during the truckload event at Lowe's. Right now, save on major appliances and get an additional 10% off in-store clearance appliances. Plus, take up to 25% off select storage totes like the Project Source Commander Tote. Just $11.98, was $15.98. Find big savings now. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/9. Exclusions apply. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Donald Trump's attorneys are appealing a judge's ruling denying their bid to stop Georgia's investigation into alleged election crimes. A judge earlier this week ruled Trump did not have sufficient legal standing to bring such a challenge before indictments are announced. The Democratic district attorney in Fulton County's indicated Trump will soon be indicted for his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election results in the state. Trump, in a taped call, asked Georgia's Republican Secretary of State to find him enough votes to overturn Joe Biden's win. A Florida mom is sharing her story after her husband stabbed her 13 times. Crystal Bresnahan says the violent incident started when he asked her to come inside his car after dropping her children off with him.
When he realized that he wasn't going to get that door closed, he just started stabbing me right there. Over and over again, he pulled me out of the car, stabbed me some more, and threw me on the ground.
Tampa police say on July 17th, Michael Bresnahan stabbed Crystal, then led police on a car chase that ended in a crash. Michael Bresnahan then got out of the car and started shooting at officers and was killed after they returned fire. Over a third of Americans don't believe they'll ever make enough money to retire. That's according to a recent study conducted by the Employee Benefit Research Institute. Last year, only 27% of respondents said the same. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Keeping your kids safe is a full-time job, whether it's putting on outlet covers, installing child gates, or gluing down your priceless vase. So Duracell made one part of childproofing simple. Our lithium coin batteries are the only ones coated in a non-toxic bitterant to help discourage swallowing. Your kid is safer, and you've got one less thing to worry about. Or glue down. Duracell. Engineered for more. Available in 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.